Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Being a guy has a lot of upsides. Like, we get to pee standing up, and we get all these giant muscles. But there's also some downsides to being a guy, like going bald early and the fact that it's hard to find spaces to talk about our issues. Most guys don't really talk about what's bothering them. They just talk about their hobbies, like video games or sports. I know my friend group is guilty of that. All we ever talk about is gaming, basically. That's why I'm an advocate of BetterHelp. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you can find a therapist suited to your needs and your schedule to talk about whatever is bothering you in life. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/r/today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/r/. Welcome to r/AmITheButthole, where OP throws her wedding rings into the ocean over a prank. Am I the butthole for throwing my wedding rings in the ocean after my husband told me that he had an affair, even though it was a prank? This is the dumbest thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life. This past Sunday, my husband and I were in a boat together. He's 29 and I'm 27. We were just relaxing, talking, and having a good time. All of a sudden, my husband gets really serious and tells me, "Baby, I'm so sorry, but I have to tell you something. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I had an affair." For context, my husband thinks that he's a comedian. He says dumb stuff all the time, but he's never joked about our marriage or relationship or cheating, ever. The way he said it, I fully believed him. I was blinded by rage and hurt, and I'm not a confrontational person at all. So all I did was stand up, take my rings off, and throw them into the ocean. I don't even know why I did it. It was just the first thing that I thought of doing. My husband's jaw hit the floor. He immediately started to yell at me that it was a joke, a prank, he wasn't serious, and that I was an idiot. Then my jaw dropped too. I yelled at him and called him an idiot. I cried, realizing that I just threw my lovely and sentimental rings into the ocean. We've been arguing for days. He says that I'm the butthole, I say that he's the butthole, and I have no idea who's right. Yeah, admittedly, I threw about $10,000 worth of rings into the ocean and will never find them again. But he looked me in my eyes and told me that he had an affair. I'm upset about my rings. I've apologized for throwing them, but I just don't feel like the butthole. Love, love, love this top comment from the Ghost Reborn, who really gets to the heart of the issue. If someone lies to you about your child being killed in a car accident, then later tells you that it's just a joke, that doesn't change the traumatic experience you just had of believing your child is dead. Making someone experience trauma isn't a prank, it's engaging in cruelty for your own amusement. I agree. OP, your husband isn't a comedian, he's just mean. I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes, I'm giving your husband 2 out of 5 buttholes. I will admit that throwing your rings into the ocean is a pretty extreme reaction, but, I mean, is it extreme in the face of cheating? I don't really think so. Am I the butthole for telling my husband that his affair child is not welcome in our home, and if he wants custody, he'll have to move out? My husband and I have been married for 9 years. In 2021, we found out that my husband was being sued for child support. Turns out, my husband had an affair shortly after we were married. It nearly ended our marriage, but we went to counseling together, and I agreed to stay in the marriage with the following provisions. My husband was to get a second job so that his child support payments didn't affect our household budget, and that at no point in time would I ever consider having a relationship with this child. If he wanted to pursue a relationship, then fine, but I have absolutely zero interest in this kid. So, my husband's been getting to know his kid over the past couple of years, and recently my husband came to me and informed me that there was some sort of baby mama drama. Apparently, she has to self-surrender her child in May and is going to be incarcerated for 8 months. My husband told me that he needed to take custody while his affair partner is locked up. Otherwise, the kid would have to go to their grandparents, who basically live on the opposite coast from us. His kid doesn't want to have to change schools and be so far away from his friends and family. So after my husband told me that, I got up and left the house. I went to the grocery store on the corner and grabbed a copy of our area's apartment guide, then went back home and handed it to him. He asked me if I was serious. I told him that I still felt the same way that I did 3 years ago. He said that he didn't think that was fair considering the extenuating circumstances. I told him, I don't care about the circumstances. His affair kid is not welcome in my home. If he wants to take custody, I'll grant him an amicable divorce, but I am not changing my mind. I'm not taking care of some other chick's kid. OP, I support you in this decision, but I support you in the sense that, like, you should have made this decision years ago. Your husband had a kid with a mistress. Why would you want to stick around after that? So, OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your husband 3.5 out of 5 buttholes. Your husband sucks majorly for the cheating, but I will give him credit. At least he's stepping up as a dad. Man, I feel really sorry for the kid. His mom is in prison and his dad can't even spend time with him. Rough. Am I the butthole for calling off my wedding and telling my fiancé to move back home with mommy? I was mean when I said it. He was crying. I've been with my fiancé for 7 years, and we've been engaged for 3 years. We've tried to do a save the date 4 times now, and every single time, his mom convinces him to postpone. It's always, well, don't you think you have bigger things to worry about? Whether it be our living situation, we're renting, and she thinks that we should buy first because we aren't stable, or our money situation. This was her excuse after we loaned her $8,000 so she didn't lose her house, but we still have plenty of money. Because my husband's a nurse and I'm a lawyer. It's just always something! We planned for a family gathering in my mom's backyard. She has 3 acres and a beautiful pond, and it's just perfect. We're doing a potluck, so a very low-cost wedding. Plus, everyone we know lives within an hour of the location, so only giving a month or two notice is perfectly acceptable in our case. With all this said, his mom has zero reason to try to sway us against it. Her newest argument is that we need to wait until our daughter is at least 3 so that she can be our flower girl. She's currently 7 months old. Well, in December, my husband and I talked, and we decided that we wanted to get married in August. I told him, "Don't let your mom dictate this." And he said that he wouldn't and that he was tired of listening to her. Fair enough. But last weekend, my mother and his mother both came over for dinner, and I was talking to my mom about what dress I wanted her to wear as the matron of honor. My fiance's mom asked when we planned to tell her what we decided on a date, and my husband said, "When we told everyone else." She just said, "Oh," and got quiet and left maybe 20 minutes later. He had already made plans to go over after dinner to help her with something, so he left shortly after that, and I drank some wine with my mom. When he got back, he was super quiet, but said that he was just tired and went to bed. But last night, he just randomly said, "My mom kinda has a point. Maybe we should just wait until we buy a house so that our living situation is a bit more stable. She's not wrong in saying that we should be worried about our house." I just went silent and didn't comment because I was pissed off. He kept making comments like, "It'll only be a couple of years, 5 at the most." I just took my ring off, handed it to him, and said that I was no longer interested. He immediately started protesting, trying to put the ring back on my finger, but I just wouldn't let him. I said that I was no longer interested in marrying him, and maybe he should move back home with mommy. Because I know for a fact that that woman will make up another excuse the second that we buy a house. And I'm really just so turned off at the thought of marrying him at this point, because I have zero business being with a man who has no backbone and would put our lives on hold in favor of a woman who still wants to scrub his back in the shower. What? To clarify, no, she hasn't said that she wants to scrub his back in the shower, but she often talks about how she had to help him shower for months when he was 16 because he broke his leg. And as the story goes, he told her that he didn't want her help, but she forced it because she's effing weird. And it's even weirder that she still talks about it like it was a fond memory to see her 16-year-old boy naked. Yo, this is not what the... I was not expecting that. That is weird. Okay. He was crying at this point, and I was incredibly calm, maybe because I'm over it, and I told him I wanted him to leave, or I could leave, but those were the only options. He ended up leaving, sobbing the entire time. I do feel bad. I feel gutted. He means everything to me, but I can't do this anymore. Am I the butthole? His mom has been blowing up my phone with texts, trying to plead her case, and I just texted back and said, "No. It's fine. You won. Now you can have your baby boy back full time," and I blocked her number. My friends think that I am wildly overreacting. Alright, this post is kind of confusing to me because I don't really understand why all the concern about getting married, just like, oh, we have to do this first, we have to do that first, the situation has to be absolutely perfect. Because in my mind, I mean, this is coming from someone who's married and has a kid, having a kid with someone is 10 times more of a commitment, a bigger deal, more intimate, more conjoining of lives than getting married is. So if you two already have a 7-month-old together, then getting married should be easy peasy. Man, this sounds like one of those really inappropriate, pseudo-creepy relationships where the mom basically has a crush on her son, and she sort of treats her son as like a substitute husband, and the son just goes along with it because he's been treated this way his entire life and he doesn't have a backbone. So, OP, you are 1,000,000% justified. I'm surprised you lasted this long. I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your fiancé, let's say, 2.5 out of 5 buttholes for being a wuss, and I'm giving his mom 3.5 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for cutting my parents out of my life after my parents confessed last Christmas that my sister was the product of my mother's affair? I'm a 19-year-old guy, and I was always treated as the golden child of the family. Lavish birthdays, lavish gifts, lavish everything. I liked the attention initially when I was a child, but as I grew older, I grew more and more sympathetic to how my parents treated my sister, who's 18. I never understood it. Initially, I thought that it was because I was a boy and she was a girl, and that maybe my parents were sexist. It wasn't that they treated her badly, it's just that she was a complete afterthought, and as I grew older, that hurt me a lot. I started working part-time jobs at 14, and started saving up money to get her birthday gifts. Aw, that's so sweet! And other gifts. It wasn't much, but I had thought and effort, something that my parents lacked. It was pretty obvious that my parents were the biggest cause of my sister's self-esteem issues. They always talked about how smart I was, how I was destined for big things, and they bragged about it to other friends and extended family. But they hardly ever praised my sister. I was pretty fed up with it all, and after graduating high school, I rejected an offer to go to an Ivy League because I didn't want my parents to help pay for my college education. I did get acceptance into a decent university, which offered me a full-ride scholarship, and I accepted that. A year later, my sister also got accepted into the same university with almost a full-ride scholarship. 4 months ago, we were at our parents' house for the Christmas holidays, and my parents confessed that my sister was the product of my mother's affair. They straight up said that they'll never love her, that she was a mistake, and that they wanted nothing to do with her anymore now that she was 18. It was shocking. My sister was obviously devastated. My sister and I immediately left the next day. Before leaving, I told my parents that they were dead to me, and I wanted nothing to do with them anymore. I seriously hated them. I'm not even sure why my mom was even crying. Anyways, it's been 3 months. My sister and I have both taken a break from college for one semester. My sister is struggling extremely hard, but we've moved in together, and it's gotten better the last couple of weeks, and she's also started therapy last week. I will never contact my parents again in spite of all they did for me. I am dead set on that. But I wonder, am I the butthole? Down in the comments, I really like this comment from Nigel Powell. Mom and Dad, we hate her. Son, well, I hate you. Mom and Dad, how could you say that? Yo, if two parents straight up confess that they don't love their child and they always secretly despise their child, I don't think I could ever look at those people the same way again. I don't even know if I'd be capable, like physically capable of ever seeing them in a respectful way, like ever seeing them as anything less than scum. But then for those to be my own parents, yo, I'm with you, OP. I don't even know how I could look them in the eyes after that confession. And based on the story, it sounds like OP and his sister are super close now. It's kind of hard to say because all we really know is that OP felt sorry for her and he, you know, worked jobs for her, which is super, super sweet, and that they moved in together. But we don't really know too much about their dynamic. Actually, let's check the comments, see if he says. No other comments, unfortunately. So, yeah, anyways, they sound super close, and I just don't understand how OP could ever treat people with respect after they disrespected his sister that badly. OP, your parents are scum. I'm giving you and your sister 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your disgusting parents 4 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for breaking up with my partner after they won big and kept it all? Me and this partner had this deal where I'd chip in $20 a month for their gambling hobby. I thought that it was this fun little support thing. Fast forward, and they actually win big, like new car big. But when I hinted at maybe celebrating or planning together, something small, mind you, they went all, my win, my money. I tried explaining that my contributions were in the spirit of partnership, not investment. That did not fly. They insisted that what I gave them was just support, not a stake in any potential win. That felt pretty cold, not gonna lie. I decided to end things because this felt like a huge red flag about our future. Their reaction? Not great. They accused me of only being with them for the money, which is rich, pun intended, considering the timing. And oh, their friends and family have taken up the choir singing Gold Digger at me. My stance was about feeling like we're not really a team, but to them, I'm the villain who bailed at the first sign of fortune. So here I am, wondering if I'm the butthole for walking away from a relationship where I felt sidelined the moment real money came into the picture. OP, let me tell you a quick story. When I started my very first YouTube channel, I was working all the time, super, super busy, and I was spending less time with my wife. So when the very first Google AdSense payment came through and YouTube paid me my first ever paycheck, which I think was like $43 for like an entire month of work, what did I do with that money? I bought something for my wife. Not because she was entitled to it, I mean, it was my work, but I wanted to celebrate together, so I bought her a little treat. It was like a snack that I thought she'd like, just as a way to say, hey, thanks for supporting me in my hobby. And then, meanwhile, this guy is literally gambling with your money, and his response is, my money. Whoa, hold on, he said my win, my money, but it's not his win, it's partially your win. I can't believe he didn't at minimum go celebrate like just with a dinner. Hey, let me take you out to dinner, go to a nice place, get a nice lobster, steak, surf and turf, buy whatever drink you want. You know, like that'd be the normal human loving, caring reaction instead of treating you like some penny pinching gold digger, which you're not, by the way, because you've been giving him money. You're the opposite of a gold digger. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. Your terrible ex gets 2 out of 5 buttholes. That was r/AmITheButthole. And if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.